Program, including its hosts, guests, and callers, are not necessarily the views of WWLZ, Backyard Broadcasting, or any of its associates. You're listening to Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ Talk Radio 820 AM. Cynthia is a licensed master social worker who promotes emotional wellness through discussions with her guests and callers. If you or someone you know is struggling with marital or family issues, anxiety, or depression, call and be part of Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ. Call 732-4820 or 1-866-732-4820. This is Help, Hope, and Healing on WWLZ Talk Radio 820 AM. Here's your host, Cynthia Brennan.
Good afternoon. This is Cynthia Brennan on Help, Hope, and Healing, WWLZ 820 AM. And welcome to today's show, where we will be nurturing your spiritual side as we assist you in revealing your own path and becoming the creator of your own destiny. And now I'd like to introduce my guest. Crystal Wind is a third-generation psychic and an ordained priestess and spiritual counselor in the Order of Melchizedek. She teaches tarot classes and other metaphysical topics and continues to work and research many facets of psychic intuitive areas, such as dream interpretation, guided meditation, soul retrieval, hands-on healing, past life recall, magic and ritual, goddess energy work, and dance. Crystal is an accomplished tarot card reader and psychic intuitive. Her readings are considered very accurate, professional, and insightful. She has gained respect as a clairvoyant medium and strives to give messages which provide closure and comfort to those who have lost a loved one. She also contacts beloved pets on the other side, as well as intuitive messages from those we share our daily lives with. As an animal communicator, she gives insight into problems from the animal's point of view, whether cat or dog, horse or bird. In November of this past year, Crystal completed her third trip to Egypt, participating in a truly shamanic journey through the temples and rituals of ancient Egypt, as may be applied to current life and spirituality. And more recently, she returned to Egypt this past March, which we're going to be talking a little bit about today. And Crystal is an accomplished author who has been published in several venues. She has also been a guest host on BCTV, discussing magic and ritual for the everyday person, performed live psychic readings on Wild Radio, and recently appeared as a guest on TR123TV. Well, welcome, Crystal Wind.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
It's so wonderful to have you back.
Thank you.
Now, the last show, we had some technical difficulties, so we only had a half hour.
That's right.
And we had a lot of people waiting and wanting to talk to you, so they asked, please bring her back. So thank you for returning.
I'm glad you did.
It's always wonderful to see you. And just to let listeners know out there, I know Crystal personally. We have a group that meets once a year. There's about six of us. And I call it our spirit group. And it's just a beautiful gathering with white light, love. Mm-hmm. And Crystal leads the group. And we have another friend that is a co-leader.
Right.
And it's just a beautiful, beautiful evening mm-hmm. that we all have together.
Right. And we usually have a few spirits that drop by.
Yeah,
and let us know what's going on with them as well. Yes.
As they communicate through you. You let us know right. What their messages are. And mm-hmm. it's just really a beautiful evening. And I love the way that you begin that meeting as well, where you do request that no dark energy, it's all white light
right.
and love and healing.
Yeah, it's very important that when you do anything in the spiritual world, that you ask for God, Allah, whoever you worship, whoever is your strong creator spirit, and ask for their protection, the angels, your guides, etc., because that is what keeps us protected. There are dark energies out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, just mm-hmm. there are. Mm-hmm. And we choose not to allow them in. They only bring negativity. They only bring low energy things. And our purpose is, especially in that group, is to higher energies.
Right.
And more positive healing for the world, as a matter of fact.
Right, right. And I think it's a misconception that people have of when you're dealing with mediumship, psychic, tarot, that mm-hmm. it is about dark energy. And my experience right. has been always that it's the complete opposite.
Right. I fully believe strongly that it is a gift of God, and everyone has some measure of ability. Most children see spirits. They will say, I saw so-and-so, and the mother will say, that's impossible, that person died before you were born, etc. But they do see them, they do recognize them, because they're fully open as babies and children. Right. And then, of course, we tell them, it's your imagination.
Yeah.
And then the door closes. And then we have to work for years and years to reopen the door right. when we want to right. use this energy. But I find that when I work in anything that's a haunted area or a historically haunted area, I find that there are dark spirits that want to be brought into the light. Mm-hmm. So it is not always impossible to be able to work with these energies, but you don't do it unless you know exactly what you're doing, because right. you can get in a lot of trouble.
Right. Right.
You don't provoke either.
Yes.
That's a bad thing.
And I've seen shows like this. I forget the name of it, but there mm-hmm. is one show that's out there, and they talk about this with
yes.
the dark energies. You don't
right.
fool with it.
You don't fool with
doing.
Them. There's a gentleman that I work with in from the Rochester area. He's excellent, and he calls himself a demonologist, and mm-hmm. I work with him if I come up against something that's unfamiliar to me. Spirit has told me I'm not supposed to be working with those darker energies. That's not my calling.
Mm-hmm.
I usually pass them on to him, if you will,
right.
for the best way to put it.
Right, right. Well, we do have a caller on the line.
Oh, good.
So, Amanda, are you out there?
I'm here.
Well, hi.
Wonderful to hear you, Amanda. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you, too. It's nice to hear your voices.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was just wanting to know if Anita happened to pull one car.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of energy does she see for me in that today?
Actually, sweetheart, I'm pulling a cup. It's the Ace of Cups. I pulled it while you were talking. The Ace of Cups is new and renewed emotional energy, heart chakra. Okay? This is usually very, very positive energy. New beginnings in the emotional area, release of old things, washing away of old energy.
I could have hit it right on the money more.
Oh, good.
Telling you the truth, if that isn't the truth, my house is a whole disarray because I'm throwing things out.
Okay, well, there you go. As you clean out old things and people out there, if you realize when you clean closets in all different levels,
things seem to be really good.
I like to use an old analogy from a terribly old TV program of Fibber McGee's Closet, and I don't know if anybody ever out there, and that doesn't mean that I'm really, really old, but
I remember that.
Do you remember it? Good. At least someone does.
I remember it.
And when he would clean his closet, he always would find what he needed in the back, and that's what we need to do. And that's what I think is going on with people nowadays, relationships. Their lives, their jobs. That's why you see so much disruption and turmoil, because we need to get rid of that negative energy that's holding us back. And that's really what's going on with the earth right now. So,
with that shift.
Yep. That
the shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So cleansing is good. Cleansing
yep.
out, cleaning out the closets. It's an emotional, spiritual
right.
cleansing as well.
Right. And then just be careful. If you go to a lot of rummage sales, don't bring a lot of stuff home, because then you're putting it all back.
Right.
Just
right.
kidding
no
on
way.
Your rummage sale people. just joking with the rummage sale people. I drove by a couple that tempted me on the way in. That's why I said that.
But Amanda, that fits with what's going on with you right now.
Pardon me?
That fits with what's going on with you right now, the cups card.
Yes, if you could see my house, it's kind of like Ma and Pa Kettle. That's what my house looks like, so I'm cleaning things out.
Well, wonderful. Well, any other questions for Krista Wynn today?
That was all I needed to know, what was going on with me right now and the energy level there.
Wonderful.
That's good. You sound a little low energy, so keep cleaning. You sound like you're down a little bit low in your energy, and I know you to know you're not normally that low. So don't overdo it, please, for your body.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, Amanda.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. And I think we have another caller, if we can click that one in now. Hello, you on the line?
Adam. Should be Adam.
Adam, are you there?
Oops.
Oh, yeah, we can hear him on the other line. Well, maybe we can click Adam in. The phone is being a little bit funny with us again. Oh, here we go. Adam, are you there? Oh, we have to get the red button going on him, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somehow this This phone is just
I did
so
not
funny
do it. I promise.
I'm going to continue to work on Adam. And I'm going to continue talking okay. with Crystal here. Adam will call back. It looks like we lost him, but he'll call back. Anyway, tarot.
Mm-hmm.
What is it and why do we use it?
All right. Tarot is cards that have symbolic meaning, which taps into the dream world, the subconscious. Oh, they are standard symbols, colors, numbers, etc., that have over eons been used, and we tap into that energy, and we tap into that subconscious area. So by looking at the symbols on the cards, it gives us the messages that we need to. They're not evil. Certainly, they're no more dangerous than a pen laying on the table because they have not got any energy in them. It's what you interpret from them and how you use the energy. Energy is inert. Energy has no up, down, sideways, good, bad, indifferent until it's applied by the individual.
Right, right. And it looks like we have Adam back.
Okay,
Adam,
good.
I am back. Hello, ladies.
Well, hello, Adam.
Hello, Adam. We're so glad you called us today.
Good morning. There was a little, interference, so I did not hear anything that you both have talked about. I apologize.
Oh, it was a big secret, Adam. We were. You weren't supposed to know.
I know. I guess not. I'm not the chosen one.
Yeah. Well, we'll choose you now. What would you like to know?
Yeah, Crystal can pick some cards for you, can draw some cards for you, and do a little reading for you, Adam. Do you have anything in particular you want to ask her?
Holy, how interesting is that?
I know.
Before I even go into that, I just mm-hmm. wanted to say thank you, Cindy, for allowing me to come on to your show, and thank you, Crystal, for doing such a wonderful service for people who would probably really would appreciate your service.
Well, thank you very much.
Adam.
It's very nice to know.
By the way, just for the audience, whatnot, Sydney and I, we're brothers and sisters.
We're great buds. He's my brother. I'm his sister.
Okay.
I met her through doing my own radio show, but other than that, I just want to offer that I'm very grateful for what Cindy does as well.
Great.
Oh, namaste, yes. Adam. Yes, I was on Adam's show, and then he came on my show.
Okay.
And very spiritually based, and that was our connection, and mm-hmm. we've just become very close friends, well, brother and sister, really.
Yeah, okay.
Over time, mm-hmm. and I'm so pleased that you called in, Adam.
Oh, yeah, of course. I would always, of course. Now, Crystal,
yes.
if I may ask,
yes.
You do card reading. Is
yes.
Is that the same? That I mean, not the same thing, but do you also do this thing? I guess I'm not very familiar with it, so excuse my
it's okay.
naivety or my ignorance of it. But what card reading is that the same? Well, not the same, but do you also incorporate that with angel reading? Is that the
I don't okay. I let me explain, Adam. I do tarot cards. Okay, there are people who read from a regular playing deck there, and that's cartomancy. I don't work with angels as such, but I work with guides. When I'm working with my cards, I get the messages also as well as what I'm reading in the card from my guides and the energies out there, the loved ones that are out there to help me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. That's amazing. So you're saying that I could ask you a question?
Yes.
Maybe, really? Any
yeah.
question?
Sure.
Oh.
Well,
come
within
on, Adam.
Reason, Adam.
Come
now,
on, give it to
me.
Be nice, Adam.
I think I know what you might want to ask her, but I don't know if you will. But anyway,
go for it.
Shoot from the hip.
Come on. What do you think I want to ask her?
Oh, I'm not going to say on radio.
No.
How about something profound?
It's in your personal world, but you might ask it. You might ask.
Maybe not. I guess, wow, you just put me on the spot here.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, you go right ahead.
I'm sure. Okay, how about a question about this?
Yes.
Let's see. Well, it was a revelation for me today, I guess, more than a question, and maybe you can just help me.
Okay.
I noticed on Facebook or just life in general here, for the most part, people as a species here, we are looking to be loved, to be accepted, and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. And the way we do that sometimes is we reach out towards others, and we either write beautiful words, poetry, painting, whatever it is, to get other people to love us, to adore us. What I find to be interesting that I've been noticing is that a lot of people, you know, write things to pump other people up about loving yourself, about loving the light. It's not about, you know, it's not about giving the love or expecting the love, receiving the love. It's just about giving the love. And I thought about that, and I'm saying, well, that sounds kind of lofty. That's kind of nice. But what I'm thinking is this. This is just my perspective.
Okay.
What else? My perspective that we're all souls, okay? We all came from love. But it's also part of our nature to receive love. So in a way, when people say just love for the sake of loving and not receiving love, that doesn't really make sense to me. Because as the soul, you need to have that love to be nourished as well, too. You just can't give and not receive it anywhere. So now, then I thought about this. So then why is it that some people seek it in the means of either career, jobs, material possession, or even a partnership with someone else so they can get that love? So then I realized something. Well, yeah, most people do that because they feel that that will fulfill them. But what I found out, at least one experience I had, was that when you actually, you know, this whole thing about people saying loving yourself, so forth and so on, I mean, those are words. But I truly believe unless you actually experience it or feel it, you really don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great thought, it's great feeling, but you still don't have the realization. Right. So I just want to share this. This one time... But I think I felt that because there was a moment there where after my meditation whatnot, I was just laying there, and I swear to you, my mind just went completely blank. I was totally motionless, and I didn't think of anything. And my heart, for that one peak moment there, there were no desires. There were no wants. There was no attachment towards anything. There was no nothing for me to want to have anyone in my life or want to gain anything. Basically, there was just ultimate peace and silence. And within that peace and silence, I realized that actually that's for divine love, which is the name that I call higher source or whatever you want to call it, God or not. Actually, that moment, that divine love came into my heart where I actually feel what love and what being completeness was all about. And I realized, and then it brought a thought to me what some of the Taoists were saying. They say, empty yourself of everything. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you have empty yourself of everything, and then you will have everything.
Right.
Become heaven. And then for a moment there, I just realized what that really meant. And when your heart is full of peace, and there is no desires, there is no attachment, there is no want, but it's just that state of being, of really being, without any words pumping you up, without any circumstances or outer situations that to fulfill that, but just within your true self, that emptiness and that peace within yourself, then you actually feel love. And then from that love, it actually catapults to a feeling of bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem that most people feel is you can say, like you say the words, love yourself. And they seem like words because we are in a society, the Western society has been bombarded with separatism. You are you, I am me. This is this class. This is that class. This is high. This is low. And we've been just bombarded with this so that we have become hardwired to believe that we don't belong to the one. Eastern society understands this. What you experienced basically was that nirvana moment that is expressed by the priests and so forth in that their style of meditation. Most people that I meet now have trouble meditating because your mind won't shut up.
Yeah.
The mind is like running commercials constantly. And it's because of the busyness of our society. And we need to gradually, this is one of the big things that's going on in the world right now in this shift time, is learning to understand that we are all connected. We're individuals because we're in different shells, but we are all part of the one. We all can connect with our God through the heart. And that's what you experienced, is you reached that moment. It's very difficult to reach, but it is highly worth it, as you described. I think that there are a lot of people, though, that are moving in that direction and trying to learn that. We fill our lives with external things that's supposed to make us feel better. Go and buy things and, you know, have a new car and all these things. And they're wonderful to have. I'm not, you know, criticizing people who want to own those things. But to put them in their perspective that they are just lovely things to own, they are not fulfilling those holes.
Right.
We try to fill it with people. And the trouble with that is that you have to know you first.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's mm-hmm. when relationships can truly work. You can't fix yourself through other people. And that's basically everything that you were saying.
Yeah.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yep.
Not just to get back to that question about the card, I had to mm-hmm. share that with you because when I'm at right now, I believe, at least what I'd like to do, what gives me inspiration, mm-hmm. Aspiration, is to somehow be obviously what Cindy does, what you do, what mm-hmm. a lot of these people that I'm connecting with, where you provide some kind of service to other people to help heal them, mm-hmm. Whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, whatever it is, ailments that they need help with. I myself am finding myself to be gearing towards that, but right now what I do for a living is not really conducive to my beliefs. I mean, I'll be honest with you, right now I bartend, in a pretty I bartend and I wait on a server, whatever, just to make my money count. And it's okay
sure.
because
yes.
I'm a social person. I don't mind doing it.
Right.
It's not my passion. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I'm stuck right now because, in a way, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do, but I just know that I need to move somewhere else. And the funny thing is, everything is falling apart. Like, sometimes I lose my job or...
You're full of fear. To just make it very plain, I pulled a card while you were talking, and I pulled the Nine of Swords, which is unfounded fears. Fear does not let us move forward. There's nothing wrong with making money. We are in a real world, after all. You know, the bill collectors don't get all this stuff, so you can't tell them, gee, I was in a meditation state today and can't pay my bills. Unfortunately, I wish that would work. But there's nothing wrong with working the way you can. But unfounded fears, the fear of letting go and trying something new. And it's difficult now more than ever because of the pressures that are on us every day and come at us for economy and everything else that's happening. So it's not simple. It is not a simple process. But I think that it's will and drive. And you have made the statement right now that can free you. And that is that you want to change. You have to want it first. It's like an addict. And an addict has to be there and want it before the change can begin to happen.
Really?
No. You're not an addict but we become an addict and obsessed by our lives and thinking we cannot move forward. Okay? Well, and when you get to a point where you have realized indeed you want to, now it's time to move. Do little things. Take baby steps. You'll make it. It's will and drive.
Well, I just don't find it funny because, see, the funny thing is I would rather just do what I do.
That's fine.
It just be taken care of. I don't want to do it because I need to do it to support myself. I don't mm-hmm. want to, you know what I mean? Because trust me, because if all my needs are taken care of, whatnot, I just do it.
If you enjoy what you are doing, don't do anything different. Change within the self. Do things that you like to do for you. Give yourself, whatever it is that you enjoy. Go get an ice cream cone, whatever it is. Treat yourself well, and the others will all fall into place.
I agree, but the reality of it is rent's got to be paid and bills got to be paid.
Of course it does, and that you will pay with your job. But the other part of you is what you need to nurture.
Yes.
Right. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to transcend or trying to shift from that job
right.
to something I actually do.
Do little things at a time. Get out of the same old rut. Do little things.
Pull a card for me. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
I pulled a card as a support to what you were saying, and that is the unfounded fears. It's the fear to move forward. It's a fear to make change. And then I pulled the Chariot, which is the willpower and the drive. It is a major arcana card, which is strong. It says you have the ability to change what you need to change. You just have to make one step. One of my guides once gave me a message that might help you. And when I was trying to talk to this lady one day, and everything in her life was just, I don't want to change it. I'm fine. I don't want to change it. I began to wonder why she was even getting a reading. And my guide said, tell her to make Jell-O better. Well, it took me a few minutes to figure that out. And I finally realized when you make Jell-O, it's pretty bland by itself. But when you add something to it to make it more interesting, then you can take the same things that you do every single day, but you make them interesting. And that was the message.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great.
So go make Jell-O.
Make Jell-O, Adam. You get the point, though, right? You get the point.
Can I make jello shots?
No. That's something else.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to a bartender. I have to be careful.
We're getting the bartender days. Well, Adam, thank you so much for your call, bro. So glad you called in.
Thank you. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
And thank you. Hope that helps you. I know it will.
I appreciate it.
Okay. You take care. Enjoy the day out in Seattle. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that was great. That was, a very in-depth reading, and a really interesting comments that Adam had as well. Very, very good stuff to think about and ponder. And I think, about loving yourself. He's right. The phrase is just a phrase, but until we really, really learn how to do it and practice it, and take that quiet of removing the busyness from our heads to meditate, to sit with nature, to allow our connection with God, Source, that's when you learn to really love who you are, where you are. And that's when we draw like-minded, like-spirited beings that do, he's talking about getting that love, it's giving and receiving. But that's when you'll receive that love with people that are on the same wavelength, same vibration as you.
Exactly. Right? It raises the vibration that you are in.
Right.
It's like the guru that needs to be on a pedestal so people can come up to them to ask the questions. And it gets them up out of the muck so they get a perspective rather than the guru coming down in the muck with the lower energy. It's kind of a silly analogy, but it's a valuable analogy. And that's what I find helps so much. And there's a lot of people like Adam out there. He's not alone.
That's right.
And I think that's why there's a lot of frustration in the world right now, is because people are, they're sensing there's something else. They're sensing that their lives are not fulfilled, but they don't understand how. And that's what the healers and the light workers are there to help with.
Right. And I do want to put the number out there for those that are interested in calling in for reading with Crystal Wind. It's 732-4820. Again, that number is 732-4820. Right now, we do have to take a commercial break, and we will be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Cynthia Brennan on Help, Hope, and Healing, WWLZ, the talk station, 820 AM.
More Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ Talk Radio, 820 AM, next.
Our pets bring us joy, comfort, and companionship. They are members of our families. To some, they're even like children. When our children or other family members are in need of medical attention, we look for the best doctors around. So why not ensure the same kind of quality for your pet care? The Lake Road Animal Hospital at 3065 Lake Road in Horseheads offers the highest quality pet care around. The staff is very friendly and thorough. They'll take the time to sit with you and discuss your pet's needs. You'll be informed about preventative care, what to expect from your pet after a procedure, and proper care to prevent any complications. Lake Road Animal Hospital offers everything from the most common services like spay and neutering, vaccinations and deworming, to less common yet beneficial services like dentistry, orthopedic surgery, and laser pain therapy. For the best animal care in the Twin Tiers, call Lake Road Animal Hospital today to set up an appointment, 733-6503. That's 607-733-6503. Lake Road Animal Hospital, caring people who care for pets.
Call now, 732-4820 or 1-866-732-4820 with your questions for Cynthia Brennan. This is Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ Talk Radio 820 AM.
And welcome back. You're listening to Cynthia Brennan on Help, Hope, and Healing. And I am here with Crystal Wind today. And she is a third-generation psychic, an ordained priestess, a spiritual counselor, and a certified tarot master. And boy, Crystal's teaching us a lot today about spirituality, the shift, what's coming, what isn't coming, the spiritual world, and doing some readings for people today. And again, I want to let you know the number to call in if you want a reading with Crystal is 732-4820. 732-4820. But we do have a caller on the line. Connie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Connie. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Well, it's a beautiful day out.
That's true.
It sure is. It's gorgeous. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
So you have a question for Crystal today?
Yeah, I've kind of been in, you know, a lot of turmoil back and forth through my life, and I've had a lot of dreams. And I was wondering what her scope is like on dreams, because my dreams are, like, always early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually dream all night. They're early in the morning, and they come and go, and sometimes they have a pattern. They, like, pick up from one and go to a next.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of her thought on that.
Okay. Well, many people don't remember the dreams that they have at night unless they are the ones from the morning, because we go into various stages of sleep. And without going into scientific details, because I can't explain it that well, the dreams that we remember are when we're in REM sleep or early, in usually the last dreams. I find sometimes I dream several different dreams in the night, but when I wake up, I remember bits and pieces of them all, and they're just so jumbled because they were from several different dreams. Dreams with a pattern are absolutely something that you need to write down and take note of, because they are trying to teach you something. And remember, dreams are symbolic. So if you dreamt of a mouse running across the floor, for example, it wouldn't mean that you had to go up and clean your kitchen or set the traps, okay? Because things are symbolic in dreams. I know that your life has been extremely in turmoil, and you have several spirits that have come around you, both from both of your families. You have both sides of the family that are trying to come around you and help you. You're the light. You know, I know you've heard this before, you know, because we've talked. You are the light in this time, and it's going to be a very difficult time for you, but...
I don't need that.
No, I'm sorry to say this. Sorry. You gotta be the beacon, dang it. But what I need to say to you is this is a time of decision, and you're not alone in the turmoil that's hitting you at this time, because... this is a time of cleaning things out, as we were saying earlier. And that's why your dreams are so chaotic, is because you're cleaning. You've got two little dogs that are at your feet. In fact, one is at my foot right now. I have a furry little poodle, red poodle, that's at my foot right now.
Huggy.
Yes, because I recognize her. And she has been very, very hard. Boy, don't trust grammar from a psychic. She has been very hard trying to help you with this. And I get these little paws going very, very fast as she's doing this. Mouse is her replacement, so to speak. Not a replacement in the way that we use the word replacement, but she is your replacement. Mouse is there to help you. You have more than one spirit that is around your place. Please do a house cleansing when no one's looking. I know that you cannot do this when people are around. So do this house cleansing. It won't stay cleansed because of some of the negative and the dark energies that are there. But you're in. That's why your energy keeps dropping in the, you know where.
Yeah, I know that.
And there is something very heavy about that energy that's there, and it's a forgiveness thing. It's a release and a forgiveness. Recent passings that have happened, they are not the ones that are there. It's a younger man that's around you, probably roughly same age. I'm not certain that he is someone that you would know, like you and I would meet him on the street corner and know him, because he's from very, very far past. I'm trying to pull the name forward. The only name I'm getting right at the moment, and I'll just take the name that comes first, is Robert. I don't know if you know a Robert from your past or not, but that's what name he's given me. He's carrying a sword, so he is there to help you. So this is a spirit that is there to try and help you. And yes, it can be an angel. I don't see them as angels, so I won't say it is not an angel. But know that there are energies around you that are trying to help you, and the decisions you will make in this year are going to count for your future. And you got to do them with courage, kid.
Yeah.
You have to tap into you. I know you are really beginning to open up, but you keep shutting the door. You've got to open that door one way or the other and keep it open. Okay? That'll help release the energy.
Well, I had a cool dream last night.
Okay.
I was the fish.
Okay.
And I had piranhas biting my tail.
That's not very nice of them.
No.
Okay. I'm just teasing you. Piranha fish, anything that is a dangerous animal or a dangerous fish or a poisonous snake, those are negative energies. Okay. Those represent negative things, bad things. You being the fish, or fish are in, well, you have ponds, so there's lots of water energy around you. And it's like being drowning, because the sense of being eaten by these things, those piranha represent the people and the situations in your life that you cannot control. They're eating you up. And the bad thing about something eating you up is it can create a cancer energy. And I don't want to see that happen, of course. What happens with fish in the wild when piranha are after them? They leap out of the water, or they can. You do have an escape, and it's get the hell out of the water. Okay?
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay.
Gather that strength and jump.
Yep. Jump.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to.
Okay. That's good.
Well, swim upstream and stay there.
That's right. Piranha don't like upstream. They like just mucky water, I think.
And keep swimming and gather your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Strength
and
is
I
so
know
key.
I need to get back and do some more meditation, too.
Good girl.
And connect, because I know I've kind of gotten away from that.
Right.
I know what I need to do, but I, you know, you just get in a rut sometimes.
Yes.
And
yes.
You forget to do these things.
It's true.
You know, and everybody needs to remember that. It's not being lazy.
No,
it's going out and to me, sitting in nature and being alone and listening to your heart and your soul.
That's meditating.
And connecting with earth is meditation.
Yeah. That's meditating. Praying is speaking to God. Meditating is listening to what he's got to say.
Right.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Right.
And sitting
in
nature.
I've been missing little parts of it.
Yeah. And you know what? You know, we're talking spirituality here, and we're talking tarot, and then we're talking God, and but it all connects.
Yes.
And I want to make that clear to the people that are listening. Mm-hmm. It does not make a difference who or how you name your God or your creator or your spirit. Mm-hmm. It is all the same. And if we could all get that across the earth, we'd have a heck of a lot less problems.
True.
I heard a Native American speaker once many years ago, and his analogy was the best I ever heard. He said that all religions are like the poles on a teepee. Some are closer to others, closer together, and some are farther apart, but they all lead to the same source.
Mm.
And I have never forgotten that statement, and I think that's the best analogy of religion and faith I have ever heard.
True. I just got chills when you said that. There has to be meaning.
Yes,
for
there
me
is.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, for everybody.
Right.
Absolutely.
And it's opening up. It's like Connie says, it doesn't matter if you sit and meditate and go om and, you know, get in some position that breaks your feet and your legs, or whether you just sit outside and listen to the sounds of nature.
Right. Absolutely.
Or listen to music, not rock and roll. That does not count.
No, it does not. I think the best is to go out and connect with nature.
Absolutely.
Because, number one, that's what God created for.
Absolutely.
Us. And then you're able to open your heart and connect. And, I mean, that's my message to people.
Yeah, and it's a good one.
Whether you're a churchgoer or whatever you are, you still need that time to connect with what God created for
right.
us.
Right.
Isn't
right.
it true, Connie? You know, on my walk this morning, I was just walking along, and all of a sudden, this little fawn comes out into the road and just stands there and stares at me. And, you know, that is when I feel the most peaceful,
mm-hmm.
when things like that happen, when you are out in nature and animals come and connect with you.
Right.
You feel the peacefulness.
And it's something interesting for people to notice that spirit, God speaks to us in signs and symbols, because we don't hear them in language like we expect. And like you said with the deer, when you see a sign, we get answers. Our prayers are always answered. We might get a no, indeed, but our prayers are answered, because Spirit won't send you a letter and say, here it is, here's the deal. But you would get a lovely message by the animals, then the birds, and so forth. And like the deer is representing being led deeper into Spirit, led further in. The hind is the old name for the deer, and that would lead the hunters deeper into the forest. And so that's what, you know, your sign was. When they stop and they look at us, especially, because then they're making contact.
Yes.
Your own pets can give you messages. You can hear somebody in a grocery store I mean, I just learned a new word recently in my reading, and it's cledon, C-L-E-D-O-N. And basically what that means is if you have asked Spirit a question about your life and you're walking through the grocery store and you overhear a piece of someone's conversation, for example, if I was planning a trip and you overheard somebody say, boy, the last time I got on that airline was a disaster, that doesn't mean you shouldn't, you know, should go and cancel your flight, but it's letting you know that's the answer. The trip is not now or whatever. So you listen to things, and that does not mean eavesdropping for those out there who think they have just gotten the permission to eavesdrop on all their friends. It's just one word or one thing, song on the radio. Right. Spirit is speaking to us all the time.
It comes through music, too.
Like yes, music is special.
My sister and I, it happens with, you know, we'll be thinking of our dad and a song that reminds us of him will come on.
And, your loved ones speak to you that way, too, and scent. Right. If you smell something in your home, and if you have smokers around you, for example, you would not automatically assume the smell of a tobacco smoke would be a loved one. But if you had a grandfather, perhaps, that say, you know, smoked a pipe or something and you smelled that scent, but just a little whiff, that's grandpa letting you know. Because the scent, our sense of smell is one of the strongest memory connectors that we have. Perfumes, flowers, different things like that. And sometimes when I'm working with spirit, I'll get a whiff of something or a taste in my mouth also. Mm-hmm. Like if someone has been poisoned, I'll get metallic taste in my mouth, for example. They speak in we use all our five senses, but we forget to use the sixth one.
Right.
And that's what people are learning now. And there's a lot of, you know, fear and confusion around it. But all they need to really do is just take that time to just take a deep breath and release it and just, okay, what was that? Acknowledge you got something and more will come. It's simple, really.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Crystal.
You're welcome.
I'll let somebody else get on. And maybe they've got something to say. But everybody, take time to meditate.
Okay. Good advice, guys.
And relax. Have a great day.
Good advice. You too.
I'm with you on that. Thank you for your call. Well, that was great. It's so, so true to tune in to what is around you and tune into nature. Connie's last message I firmly believe in as well. Whatever, like you were saying, Crystal, whatever meditation is for you.
Yes.
It's different for everybody.
It doesn't matter how you do it. You know, as long as you do something that's listening.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we do need to go to another commercial break.
Okay.
We will be right back. This is Cynthia Brennan on Help, Hope, and Healing, WWLZ, the talk station, 820 AM.
More Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ Talk Radio, 820 AM, next.
In today's world, we're all faced with stress and strain in our everyday lives. Sometimes the stress can be the result of family issues, phobias, depression, and anxiety, which can affect the lives of everyone involved, including children. This stress can be harmful if it goes unchecked. Luckily, there are many natural, non-pharmaceutical ways to cope with these everyday issues. My name is Cynthia Brennan. I'm a licensed master social worker who specializes in counseling those who want to learn coping and communication skills for healthy, everyday living. I offer caring, confidential help in a calm, soothing, homey environment where your needs are respected and you will be guided to optimum mental and emotional health. If you or someone you know could benefit from talking with me, please feel free to call me for a private confidential session. My office is located at 3061 Lake Road, Suite A, Horseheads, New York. My number is 607-732-1222. That's 607-732-1222. Please call me, Cynthia Brennan. I can help. Do you wish you knew where to go for advice when you were down and out? Do you feel like you want more from your life, but you're just not sure how to get there? Hi, my name is Cynthia Brennan. I spent my career working to help people improve their lives through focusing on their spiritual health, encompassing the balance of mind, body, spiritual, and emotional wellness. I can and will assist you in achieving your greater spiritual health. If you are merely curious, you can log on to my blog at cynthiabrennan.com. That's Cynthia, B-R-E-N-N-E-N.com, to see my daily inspirational advice for everyday healthy living. I also have all my entries archived so that you can look at past entries. If you seek advice on a specific topic, you can search by category as well. These inspirational words of wisdom are designed to give you food for thought, but if you seek more in-depth counseling, I am also available for private sessions by appointment only. Please call my office at 607-732-1222. Again, that number is 607-732-1222.
Our pets bring us joy, comfort, and companionship. They are members of our families. To some, they're even like children. When our children or other family members are in need of medical attention, we look for the best doctors around. So why not ensure the same kind of quality for your pet care? The Lake Road Animal Hospital at 3065 Lake Road in Horseheads offers the highest quality pet care around. The staff is very friendly and thorough. They'll take the time to sit with you and discuss your pet's needs. You'll be informed about preventative care, what to expect from your pet after a procedure, and proper care to prevent any complications. Lake Road Animal Hospital offers everything from the most common services like spay and neutering, vaccinations and deworming, to less common yet beneficial services like dentistry, orthopedic surgery, and laser pain therapy. For the best animal care in the Twin Tiers, call Lake Road Animal Hospital today to set up an appointment, 733-6503. That's 607-733-6503. Lake Road Animal Hospital, caring people who care for pets.
You're listening to Help, Hope, and Healing with Cynthia Brennan on WWLZ Talk Radio 820 AM.
And welcome back. This is Cynthia Brennan on Help, Hope, and Healing. And I'm here today with Crystal Wind, who is a third-generation psychic, ordained priestess, and a certified tarot master. And we're having fun today.
We are.
Having some readings and giving out certain messages. And, you know, today it's not just about the readings. It's also about, the messages that come through those. I was telling Crystal while we were on commercial that... I'm sitting here thinking people, listeners out there that are listening are meant to be listening right
yes.
now, because I guess I was thinking about the pipe
yes.
smoking that you're talking about, that we might get sense. I don't know. It just dawned on me that, you know, there's probably people out there that listened to that and said, oh, right. that was that smell. That was mom. That was dad.
Yes.
That was sis.
Yeah.
You know, just... No coincidence.
Right. And I think it's really important now that we understand that our loved ones, our life goes on. Life
yes.
goes on. And I understand people who do not understand this and are skeptical and know there's no scientific absolute proof. But I know what I get, and I know that I couldn't know some of the information that comes through. So I know that there's something.
Right.
I fully believe it.
Right.
So that's what I like to do, is to let people know that there is... loved ones out there who,
right.
you know, they do want to know what's going on, and
right.
they do.
Yes.
And they probably know more about us than we do, and they do watch everything.
Yeah, they sure do. Now, before
okay.
we're getting the last 10 minutes
yes.
of the show, I want to talk about Egypt with you
yes,
and your trips
I
to
definitely
Egypt.
Do.
And I know there's some beautiful, wonderful things you want to relay to people out there.
Right.
Well,
I'll keep it short because we'd have another whole show and a half. But... we were in Egypt in March, and we were the first metaphysical group that returned to Egypt after the revolution. The people were so happy to see us. It was marvelous. Libya was going to pot about the time we left. I did have to say, I have to admit, I was a little unconsciously aware of flying past. Mm. But we had absolutely no problem. We saw Tahrir Square. We learned a lot about what actually happened. And I'm not going into the political side of it. But the people of Egypt were so receiving to us. The temples were practically empty. I mean, talk about a tourist dream. Mm. We had the time in the temples that we needed, nobody running in front of you, nobody pushing and shoving and like the lines that are normally there. So for me, it was heaven. We were there during the tsunami. And what I wanted to share with people is that we did some healing work to send energy to help the souls from the disaster, and also to try to help put energy around the nuclear reactor and contain the energy. I can't say absolutely, yep, we did it. I'd love to. I'd love
yeah.
to be able to say that.
Yeah.
But I know that we helped, and I know that everybody has the capacity with their mind to send energy, to send healing, to send hope to the different parts of the world. And they can send it just to their backyard, to a neighbor, too. And that's important that people understand that they can do this. So I wanted to bring that out. And if you get a chance to travel, I just encourage people to travel. It's marvelous. I've been to Egypt 4 times, and each time I've learned something new, some old energy.
Well, I know you feel a real connection to Egypt. And, you know, as I had said in the intro, it was a truly shamanic journey for you.
And this time I tapped into some very old energy that I'm now writing about. So,
wonderful.
You know, I don't know when the book will come out because I'm really slow at that.
Now, you know, when, oh, I do see we do have another caller.
Yes.
Marcy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Marcy on the line.
You got Jackie?
Oh, I think we have to,
We lost Jackie. All right.
Now we have Marcy. Hopefully she'll call back. And we've got Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Great. How are you today?
I'm good. It's nice to hear your voice, Cindy.
You too, Marcy.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I always have a bizarre off-the-wall question.
Oh, I love them. They're
and,
fun.
I have really been working a lot with theta healing and a lot of the sounds, the binaural sounds that actually help you get into the subconscious a little bit more. And it was interesting. I saw something come across that you can actually train or exercise your psychic ability and learn how to create, like, energy balls.
Of course.
And is that something that one has an innate ability to do?
Absolutely. Anybody can do it, actually. You just take your hands, you put them, about 6 inches apart, and may cup them a little bit. It's your energy field that you're working with, and you should be able to feel a little bit of something. You might be able to actually see the energy. We used to practice it and then toss them at each other.
Yeah.
And you can feel a little bit of energy as it passes, some more than others. It's lots of fun, and it's kind of a good training to utilize the energy field that's yours. So anyone can do it.
And ideally, you throw it forward and can actually move objects.
Uh-huh, it can. It's sort of the background for telekinesis.
And it's amazing that we've had such limited belief that is just like so not possible.
Right. It's all natural. I mean, nothing is new. I mean, we can train ourselves until the cows come home, to use an old term that my grandmother used to always use. And everything is actually just part of our nature. We just need to use it. The 90% of our brain, it's all stored in there. It's kind of like the rainforest, all the healing things that are hidden in the rainforest we haven't found. It's all in our brain. We just have to dig.
Oh, I love it. And you see it in different modalities. Like I've done Qigong, and people would give you exercises and how you can feel the energy at the tip of your fingers. And so I believe it, but I just wanted your take on that, if everybody has it innately.
Yeah, it does. Just that the Eastern... the Eastern world has a different take on those things. This has been part of their culture, and the Western world, we've kind of been very commercial and outside of ourselves. So it's going to be harder for us because of our hardwiring, as it's called. But it can be done. Yeah, it just takes practice and meditating and quiet time.
Well, thank you, because I think the first thing is people have to embrace the thought that we are energy systems.
Exactly.
First. Everything else is second. We are truly energy, and I've learned that through acupuncture when I saw the charts on the wall, and I've mentioned it to Cindy, too. Why didn't we know about that?
Yeah, it's because we're just not told that.
Well, thank you for that, because that's even more reason why I can sit in quiet and try to throw my own energy. In a good way, yes.
Well, we're winding down, Marcy. I'm so glad you called. It was great to hear from you.
All right, sweeties. Have a great day.
Thank you, sweets. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're down to the last minute, Crystal.
Wow, that hour went fast.
I know, didn't it? We could sit here for another couple hours.
That's true.
And it always goes fast with you. I am just in awe when I see you, help people and do the healing with them and assist in what you are doing here as a light worker. And I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much for
coming on the show.
I really appreciate being here.
I really thank you. And I want to convey the message of peace to everybody out there. And, meditation and connection and using your intuition was something that came up a lot today. Connection to spirit, God, source. So is the message today, everybody?
It looks that way.
That's right.
Yep.
Remember to do that. Go sit with the flowers.
Yep.
Yeah. And it will come to you what's meant to come. Have a
WWLZAM Horseheads Elmira online at WWLZ820AM.com. WWLZ is Talk Radio 820 AM.